Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
This episode of Fat Mascara is sponsored by BetterHelp. Listen, we all carry around different stressors, big and small. Therapy is a safe space to get those things off your chest. Plus, it can help you develop coping skills that make your life easier. I will give you an example. If you've listened to this podcast for a while, you've probably heard me say it to Jess or to a guest, reframe. Well, I learned that technique from a therapist. Here's an example. Now that I'm a freelance writer and podcaster, I get lonely working from home, and I feel like I'm never going to get to collaborate on projects again. And that's the truth. Reframe, I get to choose which projects I work on, so I'm in control of what I work on. And if I want to collaborate more with others, I don't have to ask anyone's permission. I can just do it. See what I did there? That's reframing. If you've been thinking about starting therapy or are looking for someone to help you process things and give you coping skills, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/mascara today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/mascara. Again, BetterHelp.com/mascara. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hello!
Hi! Welcome back, everyone!
Welcome back! Oh, I missed you guys.
Is everybody refreshed?
Yeah.
Is everybody ready to, like, have a summer? Woohoo! I just turned into a whole other person.
I was like, who is
Hi,
this?
Girl! No, I'm just kidding. Who am I?
I would love it if you became the kind of person. I would not actually love, I'm not trying to change you. But, like, I think it would be so funny if you became the kind of person who started saying, like, ladies, girls. That would be so funny. Hey, ladies.
I do say girl, but when I'm saying it, it's usually like in my, girl. Like, Philly, get it straight.
No, but if you were like, hey, ladies, so ladies, the bus is going to leave soon. Hey, ladies.
I'm the tour guide. We're walking this way, everyone, this way, this way. If you can't see me, you can't hear me. I had like a whole altered life at one point thinking in my head because I took some test about what my job should be, and it said I should be a park service ranger.
Oh, my God.
You
really?
Can see me leading a tour through a national park, can't
I can.
You?
I can.
Yeah. I don't know if I'd say ladies, but anyway, hi, how have you been?
I've been okay. I really missed being on the show with you.
I missed you too.
I really did. I really kept thinking of things. I was like, this would be good to chat about. And I really
That's why we're here now.
Connecting with, it's weird because I don't know what y'all. Now, imagine if I was the kind of person who said y'all. I feel like you can't say y'all if you don't come from like a southern
state. I know, in my head it's Ustedes.
And sometimes it slips out and I'm like, who?
Why does English not have a good plural you? Yes. All of you. Yes, yeah. Go on.
I should not be ever allowed to say y'all. But I feel like I don't know what a lot of the listeners or 99.9% of them look like, but I did miss their faces.
I think I get where you're going with that.
Do you know what I mean? I miss the vibes.
Like the vibe of them, the energy of them, knowing yeah. that they were out there. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a weird feeling. Anyway, maybe it's because I was traveling and then, I don't know.
Enjoying the New York City summer vibes.
Yeah.
What did you do besides travel?
Well, okay. So I traveled and Jen, you know, I got sick for a spell. That was not fun. But then when I was back in action, I had the most amazing time. I sprung out and I went to a Paramore concert.
Oh, with former Fat Mascara guest
Hayley Williams. It was
Williams.
Freaking amazing. So Jeff and I went and I want to say, first of all, thank you, Hayley Williams and team. They treated us to the show.
Oh, you got, wait, why did I skip this interview? The one interview where you had like a rock star on without me and then got tickets to her show. Okay, VIP.
I don't want you to think it wasn't like a meet and greet, like hang out in the green room. It was just like an invite to the show. And I have to say, now I liked their music before, but I wasn't like, oh, I've been to, you know, like Paramore fans are, you're like part of their like family. Okay. They had two sold out nights at Madison Square Garden. Absolutely epic crowd. First of all, the range of people at this show. I mean, they've been a band for 20 years. The ages from all over the place. It wasn't like there's one type of Paramore fan. It was like unbelievable.
That's interesting because I feel like when I go to shows, what I love is, okay, here's who their fan base is. Because it's always like there's a look and I never fit in. So it was eclectic at a Paramore show.
It was so eclectic.
I love that.
The people around us were really nice. Like it was so friendly. It was so, and I didn't expect anything else. That's the thing. I'm making it sound like I was like, I was so surprised that it was a diverse, friendly crowd. No, it was exactly what I expected. But I think I expected a little bit more of like people who were all grew up with that band. It was, no, it was like new fans, old fans. I don't know. It was so cool, a different personal styles. And everyone was just so happy. And it was funny. There was a fight broke out on the floor. She stopped the song and she was so funny. She was like, like not in my house, not in MSG. She turned the house lights on. She made those people get escorted out. She's like, don't embarrass yourself. Don't embarrass. You know,
I like that because we've heard news in the past of like concerts gone wrong.
Yeah.
And it's always like, did the person on stage not take ownership over what was happening in the crowd. And she owned it.
She owned it. She was like, not in my house.
Yeah.
And she started the song over. She was so freaking cool.
What color was her hair?
Oh, it was beautiful, like kind of tangerine, but like a blonde with a pale tangerine at the end.
Okay.
Wore this amazing glittery dress. It felt like, I guess I'm watching a lot of Frozen lately, but it felt like a Frozen color.
I'm glad you had fun. Sounds awesome. You know where everybody else was though at Taylor Swift for some reason. Like, I don't know if it's like all my friends are fans of Taylor Swift, but like, why did everybody dress the same for the Taylor Swift concert? Did I miss something?
Oh, like, wait, what do you mean? They were all wearing Taylor Swift?
Yeah, like everybody was wearing like spangles. Like,
spangles are so hot right now. Yeah.
Okay. There was the friendship bracelets. I knew about that. Fine. But then there was like silver cowboy boots and a lot of spangles and some cowboy hats here and there. Explain this
to me. I did see a picture of somebody I know who went to Taylor Swift. And yeah, they were wearing spangled.
But everybody I know, weirdly, a lot of my friends must be huge fans of hers because I saw so many pictures from that concert. Sorry, Jess, I did not see as many from Paramore.
Well, she's friends with Taylor Swift. They're both Nashville people. She like opened for Taylor recently. And it was actually a very Taylor Swift kind of spangle, but she wasn't doing a Cowboy thing. She's doing a more of a Debbie Harry thing, which I'm much more attuned
that's
to.
That's definitely more of a Matlin vibe.
Yeah, that's more of a Matlin thing. Okay, but back to Taylor. Do you see she has like the second most successful performer, most highest earning female performer ever? I don't know who number one is.
No, I did not see that, but thank you for the detailed analysis.
No, I mean, she's so, No, I just, I mean,
she
like,
toured. She works hard. She didn't just make the music and put it out. And I bet you part of it is that she re-recorded and now owns the masters and the copyright of some of her earlier songs. So, like, I mean, that makes money. So she, that woman creates, like, wow. Also, I guess I didn't realize that so many of my friends were fans of Taylor Swift because it's just, I don't know, she's never been, I don't know. It just, how did that cultural movement pass me by? Antihero, I sang all fall long, but like, I'm just not a fan, I guess.
You know, weirdly, my brother actually turned me into some of her songs, but I'm not a fan. My brother actually likes some of her albums, but I'm not like, I'm not a Swiftie. But some of her songs I have on my playlist.
Like, I just don't get fangirl. Have you ever seen me get super excited about any celebrity or band or anything?
No, and I don't relate to that, though. I am a
I know, because you are that. Can I tell you what concert I went to while you were at this super cool Paramore show?
I need to know.
So this is how I presented it to my best friend, Lara. She could not stop laughing. I was like, so have you heard of the Eagles? And she was like, are you kidding me? So my dad's 75th birthday,
You said, have you heard of the Eagles?
I had not. I was like, yeah, like the football team from Philly. No, obviously there's a huge band called the Eagles, Jen. Wake up. Any white dude over 60, I don't know their music. I get them all mixed up. My husband hates it. I'm like, Bob Dylan, Elton John, they're all the same to me. Clearly I know those two are not the same. Anyway, for my dad's 71st birthday, there's an Eagles cover band, and his favorite band is the Eagles, which I don't know how I didn't know that. He didn't really listen to music in the household, so I didn't know this. And so he took like 50 of his friends on this bus. We went on a party bus to New Hope, Pennsylvania, to an Eagles cover band show.
Where did you see it?
It was at like a little winery in New Hope, and like... I don't know. I sent pictures to our sound engineer because my mom wanted to understand why there was plastic all around the drummer. I was like, I think it's so the other mics don't pick it up. But, you know, Red, our sound engineer, was like explaining it to me. Anyway, you were at Paramore at Madison Square Garden. I was with the Boomers at an Eagles cover band show.
So does the name Don Henley mean anything to you? Mm-mm.
Is that the Eagles cover? Is that the Eagles main singer?
He's the lead singer of the Eagles.
I mean, all I could tell you now is that they sing Hotel California, a song I just do not dig. And,
you know, Desperado?
I wasn't a fan before, and I'm not a fan now.
Oh, my God. Jen,
do you like the Eagles?
If the Eagles are on, absolutely.
Okay.
I'm not like, let's throw on the Eagles, but yeah, I mean, we'll like listen to classic rock at home.
Everybody knew every song. They were all
singing
along.
They're American legends.
Not my America. I just love humans. We contain multitudes. We have like you're ever bored, you're ever stuck in your niche online. Get outside, go do things. I guarantee you there's these subcultures you have no idea about. Like it
the
was
Eagles
just,
are
I,
not a subculture. The
I know,
Eagles
I know, but to me.
Culture.
Like, I'm a reporter. I don't know. I sat there like a reporter, soaking it in, trying to, like, make a character sketch of who an Eagles fan is. P.S., if you pictured an Eagles fan, would you picture me? I don't think so.
I don't know. I actually would
maybe
not picture you. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you this. It was not a diverse crowd. But they were loving it. My dad loved it, and it was great, and he celebrated his 75th birthday in style, right?
That's great.
I also love that this summer, because last summer was still a little COVID-y, to put it mildly, right? It was. I can't even keep track anymore, but summer concerts are back. I also saw Caroline Polachek this spring, which she has a very specific fan base, but that was an excellent show.
I don't know who that is.
See, this is what I'm talking about. It's so funny with music. Like, you could be in your lane and, like, have no idea that Caroline exists, and she's so dope. I'll play it for you sometime. Welcome to my island. I could sing it, but it would be, like, really bothersome to everyone. And I think they want to talk about beauty, probably, not our eclectic music tastes. Oh, what shows are you going to, guys? What are you wearing? Everybody's going to go to the festivals and things. We want to hear about it. I love it. I love it. Should we like, do our beauty podcast, though?
Yeah, I'm still on the floor. I'm still on the floor.
That I didn't know who the Eagles
were. That's fucking crazy. That's fucking crazy. Oh, my God.
Well, I guarantee whatever beauty news you're about to bring us, I'll at least have an inkling of what's going on there. So shall we get to it?
Yes.
All right.
Hey, welcome to WW Eagles Nation. I am here with Jen Sullivan. Oh, my God. we've been talking.
We turned off the mics because we had to go deep on that, guys.
Okay, so yeah, no, we were laughing and talking about the Eagles and what they may or may not be about.
Oh yeah, my family has thoughts too.
This is so fun. All right, okay. Oh, I'm doing the news.
Mm-hmm,
all right,
you are.
So we're gonna take it easy right now. Okay.
Yeah, that's your last Eagles pun
okay,
for the
fine.
Show. You're done.
Da-da-tsh. Okay. So I was very excited to see an airmail. There's a fantastic piece about what happened to Marc Jacobs Beauty. Jen, you know, sometimes these things pop up in the ether. I've been talking about Marc Jacobs Beauty with anyone who will listen the past couple of months because this is a brand that is beloved by beauty editors, by beauty consumers. And then I've noticed, I'm like, wait, what happened to it? Where did it go? I can't refill my highliner in Dove.
Oh, this started like a while ago. You'd go for a certain product on Sephora and it would be out of stock and then not come back in stock.
And they did like a deep discounted sale a long time ago.
Yes.
Remember?
Yes. That was like 2-3 years ago that they did that.
Yeah.
But there was never a big announcement.
No big announcement. And there's such a, I personally feel there's such a lack of really interesting, creative, chic color lines out there.
Mm-hmm.
Not to say they don't exist, but I think there is certainly fewer of them. And it's like Marc Jacobs Beauty stands out, I feel, among the rest. And the fact that it's not there, you really notice this big gaping hole. So Brennan Clewane wrote this fantastic piece in Airmail. Do check it out.
We'll link to it on fatmascara.com. Yeah.
But I mean, Jen, when brands go away, they usually write this like,
we've been seeing them, especially from these indie brands. We just talked about this recently. What was it? Wildcat or whatever. Yeah, like, oh, because of supply issues, blah, blah, blah. Or our license is lost. But I also feel like Kendo, the incubator that our listeners are insiders, they know what that is. They make a lot of famous lines. I think they don't have they did Fenty. Like, they don't do failure. So maybe there's something to that. Like, they don't want to admit that it wasn't a huge success. But I felt like it was successful. Some of the products.
Yeah, some of the products. The last product they did was not a smash.
Well, that's the other thing. I think there were a couple misses in recently. I was thinking about they went into skincare for a second, but it was like a confusing skincare pivot a little. They did that Youthquake moisturizer.
Right, which I don't think
was
necessary.
It was like Neutrogena Hydro Boost, but call it Youthquake, and it had a 60s mod look, but it had pineapple enzymes. I was like, we're all over the place here. What are we doing?
I know.
I didn't come to Mark. No offense, Mark. I didn't come to you for... you know, skincare.
Right.
I came to you for like quirky colors and oh my God, my favorite lipstick that actually I called the publicist maybe 2-3 years ago to like call in another one. And she was like, oh, I'm not going to be able to get it for you. But like, it was very mysterious. Why? I'm never going to get Hey Stranger again. Ugh. The perfect nude.
And I need my Velvet Noir and I need my highlighter.
Oh yeah, you loved that mascara.
The Velvet Noir is so freaking good.
Well, here we are talking about it, make people want it more and they can't get it.
Yeah. And just to be clear, this has nothing to do with the fragrance line that we've talked about so much recently. That's licensed by Coty.
And that is still fully around. But the beauty, no big announcement. We'll see what happens.
Yeah. Okay. In other makeup news, Florence Pugh is now the face of Valentino Beauty. Valentino Beauty is an interesting one because they don't come out with a ton of news. So this feels big. Florence is, according to Valentino, they say she's authentic, true to herself and natural, blah, 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 blah.
I love the press releases from the brands when they sign up with a person.
I know.
It's literally... I bet you AI wrote it. They feel like AI wrote it. It's always like, she's the voice of her generation. Such a talent. And she has that blah, 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 insert adjectives of brand here that match up with adjectives of personality of said actress. Continue.
I want to write them. I want to start writing them. But like,
they're not rocket science.
She is just a cool chick. And
she deserves better. She is cool. She's quirky cool.
Yeah.
She's fun. I watched her Hot Ones. My stepson, we introduced him to the Hot Ones where they eat the hot wings while they interview the celebrity.
Uh-huh.
P.S. If you have kids, there's a lot of cursing. Anyway, hers was great. She just seems like fun. I would love to hang out with Florence Pugh.
Everyone seems to like her right now. So, yeah, I can understand
including
why they...
Including Valentino Beauty.
I say, including your stepson.
Yeah.
Okay, moving along. Space NK, I feel like I've mentioned them quite a bit recently, but I did think this story is worth noting. So according to Business of Fashion, Space NK sales were up 24% in their 2023 financial year. Their financial year ended in March 31st. So what are they doing to be so successful? They're betting on bigger footprints. So Space NK is known for like their smaller kind of like jewel box like stores. Well, I mentioned a few months ago that they have this massive store in England in the Westfield shopping complex. But
they're ultifying?
They're kind of ultifying. They're doing, you know.
What? That's a, of all the beauty retailers, I think a big footprint, I think of Ulta Beauty.
Yeah, a little, it's, I guess, so a little more British, high though. End. Yeah, a little more high end. But they're adding services, treatment rooms.
Do you think it has to do with Sephora coming back to town?
I think that's probably part of it. Yeah, because it's getting more. Well, the UK beauty market is very competitive because you have drugstore, you have department store, you have specialty store, and then you have obviously like exclusive like online retailers. But something else that they're doing is they're adding more Gen Z brands. So Space NK is known for their super luxury brands that are a little bit more like elevated, more sophisticated. But now they're adding in more Gen Z, not that these brands aren't sophisticated, but they're adding in Milk Makeup, Rosie Huntington's line, Rose Inc., Tatcha, Drunk Elephant, Sol de Janeiro. So this is a little bit of a shift for Space NK. So we'll see if it works.
Still edited though. Like all brands that I'm like, okay, that makes sense. Those are great brands.
Yeah.
Ooh, well, if I get invited to visit anyone in England anytime soon, I will hit up Westfield and check it out.
And finally, I stumbled upon a great article in GQ. And you know that I'm an Esquire loyalist, Jen.
Thank you, everyone.
Jen's husband.
It's all right.
Works for Esquire.
Eric used to work at GQ. He does work at Esquire now, but he used to be an editor there.
So great piece on Jeremy Fragrance. So Jen, you remember Jeremy, right?
First of all, I've been fascinated with him for years, but I know I learned about him because I think when we were nominated for like a Fragrance Foundation Award, was he one of the other people nominated?
Not only was he nominated, maybe I
we
took
lost
this,
to him.
Yeah, I took this one a little bit more to heart than you did. Because he won. We did not. But it was an honor just to be nominated.
The man has, hold on, I'm on his YouTube, right? He has 2 million subscribers on YouTube. I think it was for fragrance influencers.
For fragrance?
I would say we influence the fragrance world a little bit and we share our love of fragrance, but we do not have a YouTube channel with 2 million people. I'm assuming some of our listeners know who he is, but wait, I have one of his little videos up here.
So, guys, Jeremy Fragrance here. From the existing fragrances I have here in my hotel room, here are my favorite summer fragrances. Nautica Voyage, great.
You know that voice. You know that voice. He's so distinctive, his personality.
He's so distinctive. When he won, he had like this hilarious acceptance speech. But he started like doing push-ups. I don't know if they were one-handed or straight-up push-ups on the stage at Lincoln Center. He looked absolutely amazing. When he's in this piece, the writer basically says he kind of can't tell where the character, because he has an outsized character. He can't tell where the character of Jeremy Fragrance, and that is like his kind of stage name, where he begins and where he ends. He's a German guy. I'll just give a little bit of background. He's not obviously named Jeremy Fragrance. He was born Daniel Sorensky. He later changed his name to Daniel Schutz. He was actually in a boy band in the 2000s. He got into fragrance.
Of course. I didn't know that, but that tracks.
He's very handsome, by the way, if you kind of can't put this picture together. He has this incredibly outsized personality, and he told the GQ writer, he says, I notice that people respond the best to extreme energy, which maybe means, Jen, maybe we need to step it up. I don't know.
Or is he alluding to, like, that's not me, that's the YouTube character?
I think it's the character, but I really felt, he says, I'm playing myself as my own computer game character. I mean, God bless him, because I don't think I'd have the energy to do that.
This man is not a beauty journalist. He's a beauty influencer.
Jen, I'm going to disagree because I've watched a ton of his videos. He does know what he's talking about.
Oh, he knows. Okay, yes. Okay.
No, he knows his subject. He's not just like, this is so yummy, I give it a 10. Like, he actually does know
what
he's talking about, especially to put out that much content. But it was a short article, and there's always, as you know, there's so much that goes into like cutting a piece and how much you can put in or what your editor wants, everything. But as I was researching Jeremy myself, and I didn't know that much about him, clearly, I stumbled upon one of the videos that he put out, and it was called My Life Story. And it gave this totally different picture. It was like a 25-minute video of the Jeremy that this writer was describing and this Jeremy that I was seeing on screen. And it had so many layers. It was so raw. I don't want to think that it was pretend. I felt that it was very authentic. And I just felt like we have to have him on. I mean, he was very complex. I mean,
we're going to reach out, obviously. I've been fascinated with him for a while, too.
Very complex person. And I felt like I was not watching a cartoon character. It was not this kind of major key, oh, summer fragrance. You know, it was really intense. I'm dying to have him on. So I'm curious if you guys have seen his videos, what you think of him. If you're into fragrance, you probably know him.
I also just one thought that this brings up the theme that's been coming up a lot on the podcast of like the future of how beauty, we speak about beauty and everything. He is one of these, he reminds me of in China, how they have the live shopping with these characters that sell product also, that this is like the future of influencers in a way. And when, you know, when I said he wasn't a journalist, I didn't mean he wasn't an expert in his field.
Okay, sorry just if not I misinterpreted that, you know. Yeah.
No, not at all, because you're right. Like, I didn't want to belittle that he does know fragrance, but it's this mixing of I'm influenced to shop for things, I'm getting entertainment, and I'm not sure what's real anymore. That like,
yeah,
the AI, like deep fake kind of, I don't know, I get a lot of cynicism maybe as you hear, and that's me creeping into that. But there's been this mixing of so many of my worlds in this way. And as AI gets thrown into it in tech and online life versus real life, and he is sort of a culmination of that in a way. Like, get ready, because this is what this is what will be in your ears and eyeballs going forward.
Yeah, and what people were reading the comments, and that's why I want you guys to watch for yourselves. I think some people were completely locked into his story. Like, Jeremy, I feel you. This is why we watch you. We're not watching to hear about, you know, if La Vie Belle is played out or if this is the best fragrance that's ever been created. We're watching because, like, we want to hear you and your story. And, like, he's the realest guy going. And then some people were like, this is a bit. What's real and what's not? And I have to say, I was absolutely locked in. And I don't get that from somebody who's on a rock with their $3,000 purse splayed out with the perfect product layout.
Right. Like, this is something Emma Chamberlain, too. Like, yeah, like, there's certain YouTube, that's what YouTube finds the best of, right? The people that you can't stop watching because you want to know more about them, regardless of what their wheelhouse is, fragrance, moms with hairstyles or whatever. P.S. I just met Mindy McKnight. I think that's her name. She was very lovely. She had YouTube channel for girls' hairstyles. You know, she has the daughters that are famous. Sorry, that's a whole other story.
Can she help with me and my daughter's hair? Because I can't do hair. No, my...
Yes. Her videos are amazing. Yeah, you know who she is. Yeah. Anyway, Jeremy, do you think you'll come on? I'm going to reach out. I'm going to go through the channels. But so curious if the fam is into him and has watched his videos and what they think.
Yeah, I'm curious what you think.
All right.
Anywho, I want to talk about fragrances. Let's cut to and let's talk about maybe some summer fragrances.
Oh my gosh, I forgot to do this. In the beginning, I was going to share, by the way, you know how in the Rays of Bond, we've been talking about summer fragrances. We'll get to the Rays of Bond in just a second. But Jess and I put out some fighting words. Clearly, I didn't realize they were fighting words until y'all started sending us messages. I think we might have like said, like, tell us a marine scent that we'll actually like, because you all know how we feel about aquatic and marine scents and the feelings they bring up in us and the connotation of it all.
Yes.
But our listeners took it to heart. And like, I started getting messages from people who wanted to share, not summer fragrances, because that's still the homework, but they wanted to share some of their favorite aquatic and marine fragrances. So I wanted to share a couple with you guys. Oh my gosh. The first one, our listener Jane mentioned this, Innis Energy of the Sea. My mother wears that. It's that Irish one that you can... Innis Energy of the Sea. You've seen it.
It's in all
the little gift shops. Yeah, I guess that is an aquatic scent. And I would consider it a dewy floral. I wouldn't have thought it as a marine aquatic. But it's not offensive. It's really light and lovely. Good recommendation. Kirk Dijon Aqua Celestia. That has the sophistication that I think a lot of the marine ones miss. It does. Not for me, but like, at least it's not simple and boring in that like ozonic kind of way. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This one I don't know, but Georgina, our intern, recommended it to me. So now I have to go buy it because she has very good taste in fragrance.
She's got very good taste.
Kieran Pier, New York. An ocean pier, like out in the ocean. And I think that I will get into that one as well. The notes, it's inspired by New York City piers. Interesting, because I've been to some of them and they don't smell that good.
They do not smell good at all. They smell like sewage, right? Don't they smell like the ocean's backwash?
No, there is. So near where Eric and I got married in Red Hook, Brooklyn, we go there sometimes and you step out of the car and it's like that salty air. I think it depends on the pier, and they have a pier there. So that's the vibe that's I was nice. Getting. And this is a saltier scent. And I think, you know, wood sage and sea salt I was thinking about, Jess, and it's one of the few fragrances we both have in our collection. It's a Jo Malone London. I think you could call that. Could you call that a marine scent?
Like marine, baby marine, baby marine.
Yeah, because it has that salty fragrance, which I think sometimes plays into these. Anyway, so Pier New York, and then what was this one? Santa Maria Novella and Jelly di Firenze.
Oh, cute.
Agree, disagree? Would you call it a marine?
Lightly, I think so, lightly.
Yeah, I was thinking it was more floral, but that's from our listener, Anya. And then Goldfield and Banks, that's an Australian company I wasn't familiar with. I'm not sure where this listener's from. Pacific Rock Moss.
I'm dying to try that. Just the name of it. I'm like, I'm in.
Right? But then I was like, moss makes me think of fougères. But rock moss, but if it's on a stone near the ocean, yeah, maybe it's a different kind of scent. And I think this all gets to, speaking of fougères, this whole family of fragrances is so hard to describe the same way amber fragrances are hard to describe. Like, they don't smell like amber that drips down a tree, but we all know what we're talking about. We're talking about resinous, woody, smoky, incense-y. Like, what is marine? To me, it's like ozonic, salty, watery, dewy florals, but there is no quote-unquote marine note other than, like, synthetic molecules that we think of as marine. It so depends on who's perceiving it. So don't think we don't like all marines. And it is open to interpretation. So I just wanted to share that because I love the back and forth we have with our listeners about things that we say that I say is like a one-off and I don't think anything of it. And then we get like 20 messages.
I have a goodie that's easy to try.
Oh, of an aquatic or a marine or what would you call it?
When I was at my cousin's in Amsterdam for my little jaunt, she's got very elegant taste, okay? This is like, and she has edited, okay? She's one of these people who has like 10 products and like that's it, but they're all really good. She's wearing Sailing Day and nothing but Sailing Day from Margiela from like May to September.
So funny, somebody else recommended that and somebody recommended Beach Walk from Margiela, which I think is too obvious because that smells like suntan lotion. I don't think suntan lotion is marine aquatic for me.
She, you know, I know what you're saying. It's a little, I don't mind Beach Walk, but I feel like.
No, I like it, but I wouldn't call that a marine aquatic scent just because it has the word beach in it.
Sailing Day, I was nervous Sailing was going to smell like bathroom spray because.
The name.
Yeah, it's just, it's like there's always like a sailboat in a powder room, you know. I think when we
think aquatic, we also think of like a particular bathroom in like down the Jersey Shore with sea pebbles on the back of the toilet tank and like
a lighthouse in a frame.
Yep. And home makes the heart or some little sign with like a driftwood piece. Life is good.
Oh, a pair of flip-flops that have been like what do you call it? Lacquered, like glazed flip-flops.
I'm about this life for everyone. Like a lot of my friends, this is their bathroom decor, but I think it's
I'm jealous of having a powder room.
You have so many bathrooms. You have this bathroom that you need to like decorate.
That has a
theme. Why not go with a beach theme?
I aspire to have a theme bathroom.
A marine scented potpourri on the side of the sink.
I'll know I've made it if I have an afternoon to go to Marshall's and like create like a French themed bathroom or a farm.
You could. They love a theme. There is so much home decor on like go to Home Goods. Yeah, do your bath. Of course, it's a bathroom. There's water in there. Make it oceany. But you guys can see now. We keep diving deeper into why this is a
basically general. I need deep therapy.
Do we have some dramatic youth moment for both of us in somebody's beach powder room? Honestly, I think my first kiss was Steve Suzuki. Oh my God, I kissed
what a
him.
Name. What a name.
Steve Suzuki. He was very into Wu-Tang Clan too. Oh my God. I kissed him at Christine Brady's house in the bathroom. It's all coming back to me. There was blue, there might have been a blue fur cover on the toilet, and there was definitely that scent in the air. And he wore, oh my God, this is a
curve.
He wore
Drac Hard Noir,
which has that like not aldehydic. What is the note in that? It's like club floor, I call it, but I don't know what it is.
What did you call it?
Club floor.
Club
like dance club, club, like 90s dance club floor. What is that men's note that like, you know,
I know
cologne, polo blue, kind of vibe.
We need Chandler Burr on the line. He would know.
Is that why I have a weird thing with, anyway, back to sailing day. Your cousin has good taste, so we should try sailing day. That's an easy one.
I was not, I think Margiela is an amazing line, but I was surprised because she usually, I feel like her fragrances are often like a little more obscure. So when I saw Sailing Day on her antique blah 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 like table, I was like, oh, she's like, I love this. And I was like, okay. She's like, it's by the fireplace or whatever in the winter and Sailing Day in the summer. And I was like,
a literal interpretation, but I'll take it.
And I was like, okay.
By the way, it has coriander, red seaweed. And this might help people too who don't know what we're talking about when we say aquatic. They say it's aqual is the molecule that's in this one in Sailing Day. Zesty freshness of aldehyde. So we weren't wrong by saying aldehydic. And as a result, it has here's the adjectives, marine, salty, pure, transparent.
Yes.
Quality. Transparent's a good word.
It's clean. Like it didn't feel like
laundry fresh, but without the sun.
Like, yeah, it wasn't laundry. It was just felt like clean, fresh.
All right. So that's a simple one that Jess
and you
can
go to Sephora and try that.
That doesn't traumatize either of us.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing. Oh my God. This is the longest episode ever. Let's go raise wands.
Okay.
Summer is fast approaching, which means it's shapewear season. Just kidding. It's really wedding season. But I just got an invitation to a wedding in Philadelphia, and guess what I'll be wearing? Honey Love. I'm not sure about the rest of the outfit or the dress, but the shapewear is going to be Honey Love. Here's why. Honey Love has revolutionized compression technology so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating when you're wearing shapewear. Plus, they have lingerie-inspired design details that you'll want to show off, and all their fabrics are breathable to keep you nice and cool, which is perfect for hot days. Let me tell you a story. I remember being at a wedding, this was a few years ago, pre-Honey Love, and I wore a jumpsuit, and I wasn't sure if the bathroom door locked well, but I had to take off the entire jumpsuit and then roll down the shapewear to pee, and I was like holding onto the back of the door at the same time, completely naked in the bathroom, and it took so long, and I caused this whole backup of the bathroom line, and after that, I was like, never again. Until Honey Love came along. Honey Love's superpower shorts have a 100% cotton gusset so you don't have to wear underwear underneath. And there's a convenient opening in the underwear area so you don't have to take off the whole thing to go to the bathroom. It's so easy. Honey Love products make you look good and feel good. Whether it's for a wedding, event, an everyday boost of confidence, Honey Love is the perfect plus one. Treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/mascara. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off. That's honeylove.com/mascara. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. honeylove.com/mascara for 20% off. The summer vibes are just getting started, so shape your life with Honey Love. Hey everyone, it's Jen, and I have decided this is going to be the summer of uniform dressing. I'm going to have a few pieces on heavy rotation, and I'm telling you right now, they're all going to be linen, and they're all going to be from Quince. I don't know why I'm going so hard on linen right now, but it just feels right. And Quince specializes in timeless pieces made of premium fabric, and the best part is that all the Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30. I am personally very into the 100% European linen pants. They're cropped and easy. There's even a cute pinstriped version. And when I wear them, I look like I just stepped off a yacht. Do I have a yacht? No. Do I know what yachters wear? No, but that's the vibe. The linen pants come in sizes extra small to 3X, and they're less than $40. Okay, like 10 cents less. They're $39.90. But the quality is excellent, and they wash really well. How does Quince do it? They cut out the cost of the middleman and pass the savings on to us. Plus, Quince works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/fatmascara for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com, Q-U-I-N-C-E, quince.com/fatmascara to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/fatmascara.
Okay, everyone, I am one of those people who, when it comes to wellness, sorry, but it's got to fit into the pockets of my day. 5 minutes here, 7 minutes there, when I'm like in the kitchen and I'm microwaving something long, it's got to be convenient. And that is why Alo Moves works for me. My mindset has changed. The app makes it easy for me to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place and bite-sized little bits. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, self-care tips, healthy recipes, so much more. From beginner to advanced, Alo Moves has the flow or class that's going to fit into your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending on what you're feeling that day.
You know what feeling I'm feeling most days? I'm feeling 10 minutes. I've been doing Joanna Thompson's. Right, that's about it.
Yeah, that's good.
10 minutes. Joanna Thompson does these yoga lattes in 10. One day will be abs. One day will be arms. Today, Jess, is booty day. And we're just going to get it done all in 10 minutes. If you're trying to get a good sweat, then you've got to try their award-winning workouts like the sweat-inducing yoga flows or the reformer Pilates workouts without weights. You can also find stress relief with meditations, affirmations, face yoga, gua sha, learn to do dry brushing. How many times have we talked about dry brushing on this podcast? Alo Moves will teach you how to do it.
Unlock your personal wellness routine with Alo Moves. Go to alomoves.com now and use the code MASCARA20 for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's alomoves.com, code MASCARA20. alomoves.com, code MASCARA20. Okay, everyone, we're going to wrap it up. This has been a long one. Sorry.
This is what happens when we don't see each other for 2 weeks. You get like an hour-long episode. Okay.
I know.
Who do we have?
Here's our listener, Hannah from Florida.
Hey, Jess and Jen. This is Hannah from Orlando, Florida. And my summer scent is Aaron's Mediterranean Honeysuckle. Even though this is a floral citrus, not an aquatic, it has a really salty element to the scent, which makes me feel like I'm smelling flowers by the beach. It's really light. It's almost a watery, just really salty, watery floral scent, which if you're sensitive to smells is absolutely perfect. It's great to not feel like you're wearing an overpowering floral scent when you're just out in the sun, especially as your body's warming up. And let's be honest, if you're in Florida, you're probably really sweaty. So it's a really nice scent with notes of honeysuckle, grapefruit, bergamot, mandarin, lily of the valley, gardenia, and jasmine. Thanks, guys.
Amazing. I love that. Thank you so much.
You have that scent. I've seen that scent in your collection.
I love Aaron fragrances. And, you know, here's why. They're pretty. They're just so pretty.
Bottle or juice?
Oh, the bottle goes without saying. I meant that was a very fair question. They're not challenging. They are not, I'm not going to say they're the most complex, wildly like, you know, okay.
Yes.
We've got to really break this down. What is this crazy note? They are unequivocally gorgeous. So you're going to hug someone and they're going to go, oh my God, you smell beautiful.
Don't you think as people, and I love that people are getting more into fragrance because this just makes Jess and I so happy, but don't you think it's gotten like wine? Like there's like a little bit of like a snooty, certain people are like, oh, they need the depth and they want the weird basalt from weird mountain that smells like this or has notes of pasta water or whatever it is. Some of them are challenging, yeah. Which I think is super cool because I like that.
Yeah, they are not challenging.
But sometimes you just want to smell pretty.
They smell extremely pretty. And listen, they're very pricey.
Balanced. So they're not, like when you have wine where it's like perfectly balanced, new, not mm-hmm. too acidic, whatever. They're like a classic old world wine. Like you're mm-hmm. not going to go wrong.
Yeah. And they're very, the ones that are, they're also the ones that like are like, oh, it's smelling like this flower, that flower. They're very true. So like honeysuckle, it smells like honeysuckle. Jasmine, yeah. Whatever. Lilac smells like the lilac. So yeah. Anyway.
Oh, those are good. All right. I still have a lot. Some people have been sending me, I want to hear more. I just can't get enough of this. It's the summer fragrance, guys. What are you wearing in the summer? Are you Jess's cousin? Do you get very literal? You go jazz club by the fireplace in the winter, and then you go walking down the sailboat planks in the summer. Maybe that's you. Maybe you're going to throw us for a loop, and you have like a dark, mysterious scent, but you happen to be wearing it in the summer. Ooh. I want to hear it. Call me. 6-4. I will not pick up the phone. I just go through little voicemails at the end of the day, which is so fun. I love it. So I love getting your voicemails. Also, you can just call and leave whatever you want to tell me about. 646-481-8182. Your regular mobile carrier rate supply, and or email us info@fatmascara.com. Okay, so Hannah gave us her fragrance. What are you raising one to, Jessica?
I am excited to share this one with you. Now, for Moda, I do like every season, I do my like letter from the editor and I highlight some of my favorite. Obviously everything at Moda is the thing that like I have okayed, I've let in, it's in our curation. But I do a little letter from the editor and I talk about what's sort of on my mind right now. So for spring, I know we're about to careen into summer, but for spring, I talked about basically products that fill me with a sense of a little bit of like magic and wonder. Mm-hmm. And one of these products is called Nature of Things Restorative Floral Bath. When I use this, I honestly, I don't take baths too often. When I do, it's a real treat. But when I use this, I actually felt like something incredible was happening. This restorative floral bath turned, it's like a milk bath. It actually is like a creamy color.
Okay.
When I poured it into the bath, it has plumeria, it has jasmine, it has vetiver, it has shea butter, and it has green tea oil. And it's also made with, I know this sounds a little hocus pocus, but I don't care because you're actually going to feel amazing. It's made with gemstone extracts. When I was in this bath, I felt like calmed. And maybe it's because I was taking a bath. And like taking that time for myself.
No, but you have your Epsom salt bath. You're saying this was different.
Yeah. Yeah, it was really special. Now, this is a treat product. This thing is $68, but you use a little bit. You luxuriate. I put my laptop on a little stool, and I watch TV for like 20 minutes, YouTube. And I just felt like a queen.
I love that.
Nature of Things Restorative,
I also like
floral bath.
The name. And when you were speaking, it was reminding me when I had Maz Hannah on, the manicurist, and she's very into crystals and stuff, but spoke about it practically. She's like, it resonates with some people. It doesn't with others. You can't always, there's no science to it. Sometimes you just feel it. And you were just feeling it.
I absolutely felt it. When I got out, my skin smelled amazing. My bathroom smelled amazing. I didn't need any lotion after I put on my pajamas and I went to bed and I was like, that was really nice.
Okay, this is funny. This is one of those weeks where I think we're aligned because I have a candle and it's called Good Omens.
Ooh.
And it is by the company St. Rose. Also luxurious. I think this candle's $90, but it is so good. The throw, like beyond Nest and Diptyque level throw, like excellent,
what?
Excellent throw, to the point where when it wasn't burning and you walked in the room, like it acted like a potpourri, just the wax itself in the room. And I don't know if that's because it has good omens with it or the notes that are in it are, as okay. We learned when we had on the candle perfumer, heavy molecules that sort of rest down at the bottom of the room. But those notes are grounding notes for this good
I
omen
like that.
Of sandalwood, cedarwood, and warming amber. But let me tell you, this is not a winter candle. It sounds like it would be, but then there's this something, I think it's rose. There's something floral on top that like lightens it up. It feels like if you were to go into some yurt out west and have like a yoga session or a sound bath and it would smell amazing. Mm. And then later you'd be like, oh, what was that smell? Everything was good. And then they'd probably tell you it was some wood they burned that they collected out wherever. Yeah. And you're like, I'm never going to do that. So you just burn this candle and it's like,
I'm reading about it now, and it says, the earthy spiced aroma of LME, I don't know what that is, creates a mystical smolder. That's what I'm looking for.
Yes. LME, I think, is a wood. No, it is a natural oil, a fresh top to middle note and fixative, often in masculine fragrances, but it's a tree native to the Philippines. It is a woodsy scent. I don't want to get you wrong. It's woodsy, but it's a light woodsiness that you absolutely could burn all summer long and not feel like you're by a fire. It's not a fireplace woodsiness. Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally.
Okay. I hope I'm captured. It's hard to talk about scent sometimes, but it's good omens. You have your gemstone bath. I'll be over here with my mystical LME candle from St. Rose. And we're just going to like set off into the summer with like all this good vibes and energy and get our beauty sleep. What do you say?
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good about the summer. I'm feeling good.
All right. We'll see you all back here on Friday for an excellent interview.
We hope you enjoyed the show. It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com.
We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Razor One product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara.
If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff. With real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.